Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement with the Church of Christ at Redan Road. The Redan Church is located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, he will also be presenting our words of encouragement. Following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. So I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air. And we seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties here this morning. So what I will do is I will open the line for prayer requests. And Brother Tansel, if it's okay with you, I'll ask that you close us out with a word of prayer, unless you have some readily words of encouragement for us today that you can share. I'm not finding Brother Bradshaw on the call with us this morning. I pray that all is well with him. And anyone who has a prayer request, please press the number one on your phone at this time. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individual for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other, pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our motorists, all travelers, that God will bless them all with traveler's grace, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. There aren't any other prayer requests, and Brother Bradshaw has joined us, so the next voice that you will hear will be that of his, and immediately closing us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Get your galoshes and get your umbrellas and get your raincoat because it is raining, raining cats and dogs here in Atlanta this morning, right here in Riverdale. But we're still going to be ready for it, though. It's not a, some people say, oh, Lord, this is a messy day. Not a messy day. This is a good day. This is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it, and we're going to be prepared to handle this thing today. So whatever it was you're going to try to do today, go on out there and get it, as they say, get it done, because this is the Lord's work. And that's all he do is tell us to be prepared. Well, welcome to the Church of Christ at Redeemed Road, and we're just glad that you're on our program for today. Also, one of our prayer requests that we had was Mr. Glenn Payton in West Virginia passed away, the Collins family, and we want to just let them know that on behalf of the Church of Christ at Redeemed Road, that you have our sympathy and you have our condolences during this hour of your bereavement. I'm not sure today if the funeral is supposed to be today. I know he passed away on Sunday, and so they were supposed to be making some arrangements. But I called the family up in West Virginia, and to let them know about it, because I used to preach up in that area quite a bit. And that matter of fact, this Collins is on our latest program. We have a latest Bible class every Thursday night at 7:30. Latest Bible class every Thursday night at 7:30. They average about 25 to 30 ladies on that call. And they stay on it about 9 o'clock. If you are not a part of that program, email me at bradshawwillie.com, and we'll make sure that you get to be a part of that program. It's been on for a pretty good while, and they have so much fun. I'll be downstairs, and I can hear them upstairs just hollering and carrying on. And so I would encourage you and invite you to be a part of that latest Bible class on Thursday nights at 7:30. Just email me. Make sure you get that information at bradshawwillie@yahoo.com. And as I said before, the Glenn Payton family in West Virginia will be thinking about you today as you go through your services, and that's Sister Collins, the Collins family. When we think about prayer, and that's what this is, a prayer call. It's also a devotional, and the guys who are speaking on this program, I mean, just doing a phenomenal job, especially of giving us so much variety of things that you can, that they are talking about, so much wide variety of things that they are talking about. And also, all those who was on our prayer call from yesterday. I listen to the call every day, and all of you who are on the calls from yesterday, we always keep you in our prayers. Yesterday, I think one was talking about the court date. We just hope that works out just fine. Email me and let me know what's going on with that at bradshawwillie@yahoo.com, and so we can respond to it in some way and somehow. But this is, as we would say today, there's so much going on in our lives. And I pray, but when you pray, do you pretty much pray asking for something all the time? Is it things that you keep asking for, have you ever stopped to pray to ask God to change you, that would might change some things? Have you ever stopped? Have you ever done that? Have you ever prayed to change yourself? Prayed to change me, as it were. And when we pray to the Lord, we know that He's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. So why should we ask Him about anything, since He already knows what we're all about? But that's why we're a free moral agent. He knows what we will do before we do it. In Psalm 139, verse 1 through 6, He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And thank God He's not wishy-washy like we are. Thank God that when He gets up every, when He, like the sun, rises in the east and set in the west, as far as I know, that ain't never changed. The wind ain't never blowed it off course. Now, the wind ain't blowed it off course. And the sun that we see and the rain that we have today, it ain't blowed it off course. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. And I'm just so glad that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you know that He sits high and He looks low, Isaiah 55, 8, and 9. So why pray to the Lord? One reason we pray to Him is because He commanded it. He commands us to pray and ask Him. Not only is the Lord aware of what we do. You remember when you were growing up, your mama seemed to know some stuff that you just didn't know she knew? Oh, yeah. Probably your mama had more intuition about that than your daddy did. For some reason or another, we just didn't acquire that. But women seem to acquire that kind of thing. They know their children. And this ain't no put down, but the fix you're in right now, they pretty much that's where you're gonna be, because you're so hard headed. And they were trying to give you some direction. They was trying to give you some direction. And that's the same with the Lord. When the Lord looks down upon each one of us, and basically some of the fixes that we're in, maybe not all of them, He already knew that. Well, that's where we was going. Where we was gonna go. So why pray to the Lord? Because He commands us to pray. He asks us to pray. But when you pray, spread your prayer out. Spread it out. Make it a variety of things. As a matter of fact, while I'm on this little subject here, let me tell you, upgrade your prayer. I know Jesus went in the Garden of Gethsemane and He prayed three times the same prayer. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But every once in a while, you probably need to upgrade your prayer just for a hot minute. And we pray because He commands it. Then we pray because it glorifies Him. It really makes heaven smile. In Psalm 103, yeah, because it glorifies Him. And we pray because it strengthens our faith. Don't try to just walk through the whole day without just saying, thank you, Lord, or something of the sort. Upgrade your prayer. Don't pray on the way to the table. Wait till you sit down. At least wait till you sit down, take a deep breath, and then pray. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got grown saying our prayers when we go to bed. You know, we used to say, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Well, we about growed out of that, and we ain't praying at all now. We just go jump in the bed, next thing you know, and we just out like a light, wake up in the morning as if we got up on our own, as if the clock is the one that woke us up when we set the clock. No, it was God's clock. God's clock is never off base. His clock is always there. And we pray because we are dependent upon Him in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. And, of course, the scriptures are just full of this idea of prayer. But sweet our prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. The joy I feel, the blessings I share of those who anxious spirits burn with strange, with strong desire for our return. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. Thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting souls to bless. Father, we do thank you for all that you've done. Be with all those who continue to be on our program. Be with those who have those kinds of situations, conditions that's going on. We thank you for be with those who are bereaved today, those who are in the hospitals, those who are going to court today, those who are having difficulty with their families, children, husbands, wives, or whatever it might be, and the various illnesses that's going on. Also, thank you for some of the prayers that you've answered for us, and thank you for the delivering that big truck. Thank you for delivering that big truck and putting us back, as they say, on the road again. We thank you for your blessings. Have us, in Jesus' name we pray, and have our super duper week. Here you go.